Yeah.
Well, Gary, a hard-fought draw tonight against Leamington, drawing two apiece at Victory Park.
Yeah, I mean, we've given two poor goals tonight from us. You know, defensive for mistakes. Gives you an uphill battle straight away. Lads never got their heads down, obviously went to 10 men. Could be a big point coming in the season for us.
Like I said, it was a nightmare start, conceding so quickly on, early on.
It was after we spoke on Saturday about not giving silly goals away and back fours talking, and you know, we didn't get enough of that tonight in our back four yet again, so just mentioned it again in there to him tonight. But it gives the lads in front of them just a massive hill to climb again when we give teams easy starts, and you know, we've got to cut them silly goals out. You know, we had a lot of clean sheets towards the beginning of the season, and we need to get back to doing that. And it's just individual mistakes at the back.
Do you think first half we could have created a bit more, really, up top? Looks a bit more dangerous.
Yeah, maybe. I thought Burnsy and Dino Simmel didn't get much joy. Second half, you know, I thought the lads did great, and you know, after going 9-10 men, it was a battling performance, and we had a chance to nick it at the end.
I said half time, we're going the interval 2-1 down. What do you say to the lads to pick them back up and get them going again?
Well, we knew we were still in the game, we knew we'd create chances. So that's all I said to him, really. You know, thought we were hitting too much up to Dino, so I want to switch more diagonals and get it out wide. Thought we did that second half, and we're getting joy until obviously Jake gets sent off, and then you go to 10 men and you've got to restructure and obviously bring Burnsy off. But you know, pleased with the last second half, and you know, to gain a point out of a game when you know you've got 10 men for a long period could be a big point for us.
Obviously that was a major turning point, really. Jake Cottrell got sent off. What was your view on the red card?
Didn't see it, to be honest with you, but I think he shoved the ball in one of the lads' faces. It's something I didn't see it, but whatever it was, he'll be getting fined for it anyway.
Like I said, backs to the wall, we always do well, and the lads come out of the shell a bit more then and started playing some nice football and causing them a few problems up top.
Yeah, great strike from Dino again, and you know, the set lads I've got in there, you know, they never know when they're beaten, and you know, keep coming back. But I just feel from, you know, we give ourselves such a mountain to climb, giving silly goals away, that you know, it's got to stop. We just had a good chat in there after the game, but to put it right on Saturday.
Like I said, James Dean, prolific striker, that was his 20th of the season.
Yeah, I mean, James has done great since I've got him in. Works his socks off for you, great target man, scores goals, and you know, he's been brilliant for me in the 3 years he's been here, and like you say, prolific, he's always scored goals, and you know, just up Burns can chip in with a few more. You know, he's had three games now with a bit of a barren run, and you know, there's goals in him, you just need to get him in the box.
Is that the only dampener, do you think, tonight then, sending off?
It is, really. I mean, it's, you know, I think it was a poor game of football. Obviously we won't go on about the pitch again, making it that way. But I thought it was a poor game of football tonight. But all credit to us, you know, we had some good chances second half, even with 10 men, and to come over the point when you 2-1 down is a great point with 10 men.
Like I said, we've had three tough home games and 3 points. Obviously, we could have had a lot more. But what was your reaction from them games?
Well, I think if you look at it, I mean, not tonight, but like the last three games, we could have been 3 or 4 goals up for staff on chances created. You know, we've just not put them away. And if we had it on teams, it would have been dead and buried. So, you know, we're not in bad form. We are creating chances, and them goals go in, and you come away with victories, small margins.
You said playoffs are still in our reach, and we've got games in hand. You told the lads that?
Yeah, we know that anyway. We know where we want to be. Obviously, Barrow are strong at the top. But you know, we've got games in hand, and we're more than capable of winning the games to get us in the playoff spot.
Obviously we're playing games thick and fast now, Saturday, Tuesday, when is it not ideal sometimes for the lads and to keep the fitness up and play so many games?
Well, lads enjoy it sometimes, playing games, and you know, we've got a strong squad. You know, we've got lads like Jackie Downey, who'll be coming back soon, Adam Dawes back in training, Chris Hillman's obviously back to full fitness, so we've got a strong squad. Just need to get Jarbo back, and then hopefully the games will come quick, but we'll have enough squad men to bring back in.
You said Adam Dodd, any news on him? Will he be going anywhere to get his fitness up? Or?
Yeah, we're just looking at it at the minute, because we don't want to go there and then Adam Mather get an injury and not being able to call him back, really. That's the only problem we've got with it. So he does need games. He's come back, you know, he's kept himself fit while he's been injured, and it'll be a good addition again for us.
We go to Brackley now on Saturday in high spirits.
Yeah, I've just said to the lads there, you know, don't be downhearted. You know, the last couple of games we could have won. Tonight, you know, we've come back with 10 men, and it could be a good point towards the end of the season. So we've got to Saturday, cut the mistakes out at the back, individual errors from our defence, and have a chance of winning that game. Cheers, lads.